Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Jared Byrne, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you? Oh, where are you?
Oh, I'm actually in the gym. That's got a mad echo, hasn't it?
It's a mad echo. Can we go somewhere that sounds a little less like you're in the Grand Canyon shouting out?
Is that better?
That's much nicer. Thank you, Jared. Okay, well, tell us, what was I banging on about this morning that caught your ear?
Well, the fact that you kind of Kent Blarney Stone like as like one of the great historical things to go see, I think that's just more like American tourists here about let's go kiss the stone, and they love all that.
Yeah.
And they're away then kiss them. But to me personally, I don't think that's... It's more of a novelty than actually history.
Yes. Yeah, I've never been. Have you been to it?
No, I haven't. I wouldn't be bothered.
No, neither have I.
I wouldn't. And I wouldn't, like, there's other sort of, like, historical places that people kind of ignore, like, you know, Trim Castle, things like that, that they don't get highly as rated.
Yeah.
As that. And I think that should get a bit more, places like that should get more novelty. Like, say, somewhere like the Leprechaun Museum, like, that's another touristy attraction. It's not even a good, decent museum.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just the novelty for American tourists. Like, when you go in, what's the first thing you see? Lucky Charm cereal?
Right.
Like, who in Ireland knows what Lucky Charm cereal is, honestly?
Yeah. I see what you mean. Okay, so what we have here is a twin-track approach to Irish history and hallmark landmarks. One for the tourists that are really touristy, and one for people like yourself who actually want to learn more about our country.
Yeah, like, you know the way we have the 100th anniversary of 1916, right? Now, unfortunately, there's going to be more tourists interested in that to come over than Irish people that actually want to go see it. And I think you shouldn't need to wait for the 100-year anniversary to actually be interested in it. You should really know about it well before that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Listen, one of my favourite places to visit of a Sunday, if possible, is Kilmainham Jail.
I've been there as well, and I think that's a great place. And I was delighted to show my kids exactly what people suffered for in Ireland years ago.
Exactly.
And I like my kids to know history as much as possible.
You're so right, and it's funny. I was talking to my own about the forthcoming referendum, and whatever about the rights and wrongs of the referendum, the importance of the vote as citizens and having the vote and registering and getting out and vote, and that goes right back to Kilmainham Jail.
Yeah,
you know, the fight for liberty and independence and the right to self determination and the right to vote. Like, it's an honour to be able to vote.
That is true. And as I say, it's like people live in certain areas of the country and they have history around their homes and they don't even bring their kids or go themselves to go see what that history is.
Yeah.
And like if you say to some kid, have you gone to this place? And like, it'll only be a mile away. No, I've never even heard of it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? In Drogheda, you have, you know, the Battle of the Boyne Museum. Yeah. You have even Trimcast, not that far away. Then you have Four Stone Church in Ireland in the Leek. Not many people know that the Four Stone Church in Ireland is in the Leek.
No, I didn't know that.
That's what I mean. I'm from the Leek originally. The people that don't even know it, and it's St. Kenan's Church, and people, it's actually people from far away that come to find this church.
Right.
Locals just walk by it every day sitting in the field.
Okay, well, we're talking hidden gems, really, aren't we? So certainly anyone with them, 51552, they're good to just to show your kids and say, look, you should check this one out. It's undiscovered beauty. There's a cracking museum in Strokestown in Roscommon, the Famine Museum. Have you been to that?
No, I haven't got that one yet.
You should try it out sometime, because the kids will love it. Like, it's a great story.
Yeah, like I have these places planned ahead that I do want to go see, and I haven't got there yet. You know what I mean? Like, I've been up to Titanic Museum.
Oh yeah. Do you like that?
I love that. Yeah. And I'm actually hoping to go again this summer.
And do the kids like that?
I think, well, I was a bit young, and it's a bit of a long walk for kids, you know what I mean, going around. And so I'm hoping if we go a second time, I'm going to take more in, they might be more interested.
Yeah.
I mean, because you know they got the walk, and then I'll kind of get them after a while going around the place. But like, I'd be looking forward to seeing that place again. And I'd love to go see Mount Causeway. I haven't got up there yet.
Yeah, I haven't been to that either. And any other spots that you have been to that you love?
Oh, well, would you believe a lot of the places I really enjoy but around Dublin? Like Cumann Gael and the one, the Viking, Dublinia.
Dublinia, yeah, that's a super one too.
Yeah, and then even just going to the Waxworks. Oh, and another place that is great, and I'd really recommend it to people, is the museum on St. Stephen's Green.
The Little Museum of Dublin.
Yes,
the Little Museum of Dublin. That's really good.
And do you know what's great about it? There was a fella, even though it's only small. Now, I went there for that Mrs. Brown thing. Now, I'll be honest, Mrs. Brown thing wasn't that great. It wasn't. I'll be honest, but without that, I would still recommend going to it, not just for Mrs. Byrne, but because there's a room where there's two big rooms upstairs and loads of pictures, right? And the people that do the tour, they can just bring on this brilliant history of the, just the two rooms.
Yeah.
And you're actually captivated for the whole time you're listening. You're captivated listening to this tour guide telling you all the history of Ireland in just the space of two rooms. And it's just amazing how well he done it. And I highly recommended it.
Yep.
I did. Place for anyone that's in Dublin, because tourists that come to Ireland, they wouldn't even think of that place.
Yeah.
I mean, and I think it's a really good tourist attraction.
Yeah, it is, and there's plenty to look at on the walls, and there's the old phone that you'd have to put your finger in to turn the dial, and the kids are going, what's that?
It's not just about what you see, it's about how you're told it.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a good teacher.
Yes, like a good teacher. If you have a good teacher in secondary school, you're going to learn a lot of history. If you have a good tour guide, they're going to make it fun. Like, I was a tour guide for a while up in Argyllan Castle, another good spot to go visit.
Right.
I done that as a, you know, work experience. That's another good spot, like, kind of. And then in Drogheda, like, you have Millmount Museum as well, like, kind of places like that. It's amazing about the kids in Drogheda that wouldn't have gone to Millmount Museum unless they were brought by the school.
Yeah, and that's important.
Yeah, and like, if you're going to go to school, they're going to be messed, they're going to be having laughs, you might take it all in. But when you go and you can actually enjoy it and have a laugh, you can learn a whole lot more.
Yeah, well, I always say to poor children in class, if you don't like history, it's not, don't, it's a mistake, because they say, hands up if you like history or not. And I would say, if it's not that you don't like history, it's just that you've got a bad teacher, because everyone should love history. History should never be boring.
That's what I mean, yeah. If you make it fun, it can be enjoyable.
That's
like,
it.
Put it this way, like, when you look at films like Michael Collins, you know, when they put all the historical inaccuracies in it, like, kind of things like that drive me up the wall.
I know that, but I suppose they have to shorten it and take a bit of license as well. But at least they're watching something that's more than just, you know, some classic computer game that's just kind of brain rot.
If you want to do history, do it right.
Yep, I agree with you, Jared. Thanks for talking to us this morning.
No better.
Okay, take it easy. That's Jared from Drogheda there, filling us in on his thoughts on this survey that referred to Blarney Stone. Sorry, I forgot that. And saying that loads of us haven't been there and haven't kissed the Blarney Stone, and I'd be one of those. But there are so many good little museums and small installations and things, and places to go that aren't celebrated enough. So if you've got any good tips as to where we should be going, by all means, 51552. On that subject, Niamh Donegal says, I went to Blarney Castle last September. I think it was the only Irish person there, 90% American with a smattering of Europeans. It was cheesy and I actually felt embarrassed being there, but I did kiss the stone just for the crack. Best thing ever is to buy an OPW visitor card. Oh, I haven't heard about that. €60 for a family. You can visit amazing places and heritage buildings such as Cashel and Glenveagh, and you can go as many times as you want. Thank you for that, Neil. That's a good tip. Sinead in Cork says, Blarney Castle, stone aside, is beautiful. Okay. And the grounds are so beautifully tended, and it has a poison garden, a real poison garden with poisonous herbs that were used in days of yore. Fab way to spend a morning in Cork, early mornings, and for all these visits. I think the Giant's Causeway is surreal and breathtaking. I'm planning to visit all the islands now. A garnish only covered now, stunning walled garden there. So thank you for that, Sinead. Gorgeous. And of course, when we're going on our trip around the country in the Wild Atlantic Way, we must take some of these sites in. And I know we're going to Cork as well with the spelling bee. So maybe we could take a trip out to Blarney Castle. That sounds like a nice way to spend an afternoon.